Avril with Casey Lange on Casey 107.7.
Today is the day, and it's voting day for the South Africans. Those people who was abroad already had a chance to vote, and also those special votes. And yes, so we're going to talk to the head of the IEC, head of the Western Cape, is Mr. Michael Hendricks, about election day today. Hello, Mr. Michael, and welcome on Casey.
Hi, good afternoon, Avril. How are you doing? And good afternoon to your listeners.
Always fine, sir. Now, how are things going up to now here in the Western Cape? Just give us an update.
I think, look, overall, it's been going very well, generally. I am aware of queues happening in certain of our at our voting stations, and the team is responding to where there's queues developing, because obviously we don't want people to be waiting long in line to go and vote. But overall, people are coming out to vote, and the weather so far has been good as well, so that's good.
Yes, thanks that some of the stuff that we picked up is about the ballot papers. Can you explain to us how this thing works, the ballot papers works?
So firstly, one, obviously, if you are registered at a voting station and you're going to that station where you are a registered voter and you check that you are, you must receive three ballot papers. The one ballot paper is a national ballot. It's a blue color, and on that are 52 political parties. You choose one of those parties. The second ballot is also for parliament, and that is called the regional ballot. And on that one, you'll find 34 parties and one independent. It's also for parliament. It's sort of a brownish color one. Those seats on the regional ballot is also still in parliament. They are reserved for the Western Cape in parliament. The third ballot is your provincial ballot, and there are 29 parties. It's pinkish in color, and basically that is to decide who must run the province.
And why is it that some of the people only receive one ballot paper?
Yeah, what will happen is if you are not from a particular voting district and you had applied for a Section 24A, which is where you tell it, listen, yeah, I'm not from here, I want to get a different ballot paper, then you will receive one ballot because you're not from a different province.
Yes, and can you please explain to us the voting process again, because there's some people that don't understand it exactly.
So, yeah, firstly, one, obviously, a voter must take his or her ID with him. It can be the green barcode book. It can be your smart ID or the temporary identity certificate, which is issued by Home Affairs. And by the way, Home Affairs is open today. So if you've lost your ID, go down to the local Home Affairs and get yourself a temporary identity certificate, and you can still vote using that particular thing. I think you need to take two photos with you. So, yeah, and then you get into the voting station. They will then check your name on the voter's roll to see that you are, in fact, a voter in that district. Thereafter, they will issue with three ballot papers. You go to the booth. You make your choices on each of the three ballots. You can make one cross on each of the three ballots. Insert it in the booth, in the ballot box, and you're done.
Okay, and what happened in the case? I was at a station, a voting station this morning, and one lady said that she had to go from this voting station to another voting station. Is it because she didn't register at that, or what happened in that case?
That's correct. You have to go vote where you are registered. And in the past, a person could come at a different voting station, and we allowed you to vote there at that. But those were the previous elections in 2021 and in 2019. The law was changed. It said you must only vote where you are registered. If you want to vote somewhere else, you would have needed to inform us by the 17th of May that you want to vote somewhere else. Now, if you didn't do that, and you arrive at a different voting station, the staff will, of course, have to tell you, sorry, you're not on our voter roll. You need to go where you are actually registered.
Yes, and how does it happen that a ballot paper gets spoiled?
Okay, if you, for example, make more than one cross, no? You choose this party, you choose that party, whatever. Or you make too many scribbles on that thing that we don't even know who is it that you're actually choosing. You know what I mean? So if you make a cross and you think, oh, shibbit, not this one, and you scratch it out and you make another cross, those are two marks, and therefore it becomes spoiled. If you make a mark and you feel it is an error, you are entitled, before you put it in the ballot box, before, you can say to the presiding officer, sir, I made a mistake, can you get me another one? We cancel the original one and we give you a thing. But don't go and make scribbles on your ballot paper. If a ballot paper isn't the official ballot paper of the IEC, that also makes it invalid. So basically, if we can't figure out who you're choosing, if you make your cross and the lines go across different boxes, that also would mean it's spoiled.
Mr. Michael, what does this election makes it different than the previous ones?
Importantly, this election allows us independent candidates to also contest elections in parliament and in the legislatures. And that is why we actually have the third ballot, the regional ballot, so that in our case there is one independent on there, so you can actually vote for an independent and not only a political party.
And anything in closing from your side, Mr. Michael?
Look, we just suggest people, please go down to the voting station. Don't wait for this evening. Go now. Go and cast your ballot. So make sure you go to the right voting station, the one where you are actually registered, and the staff will be able to assist you. And
what time does this station close, the voting close?
Voting stations will close at 9 o'clock this evening.
Okay, because there's some people that ask me, I'm working today till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Will I still have been able to go and cast my vote? And now you heard. Thanks for that information also. Mr. Michael, thanks for your time to explain to us about the ballot paper, etc.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
Take care.
Your Lunchtime Radio. Every day, 1 to 4 with Avril. Only on KC 107.7.